the current presidential campaign has now been underway for, well, pretty much forever. But this coming week marks the real beginning of the election season. Republicans have their national convention in Tampa starting Monday, and Democrats hold theirs in Charlotte, North Carolina, the week after. Essentially, for my whole lifetime, national political conventions have been mainly pageants, scripted TV shows. And more, the campaigns out on the hustings are also a form of show business. So a soundtrack, the appropriate music, is essential. The right song can imbue candidates with vitality, coolness, authenticity, whatever they want. The hard part is getting musicians to play along. Anna Sale has been attending campaign rallies around the country as a reporter for WNYC's politics project, It's a Free Country. Anna, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
So tell me why music is so important at these campaign events around the country.
Well, if you're not one of those diehard political fans, and there are many Americans out there who've never shown up to one of these campaign rallies, what you do is you have to go through security and you end up just waiting and waiting and waiting. And so these campaign soundtracks are a way for the campaigns to keep people engaged while they're waiting for the candidate to arrive. They don't notice how late the candidate is, but also to project the image of the campaign, the sense of patriotism or the sense of hope that the campaign is trying to get out there.
And do they really spend time at senior levels of campaigns deciding on this playlist or that playlist?
They do, and they have to, because not only do they want to make sure they get just the right message, but they want to make sure there's not going to be a slog of blog posts saying this band or that band doesn't support this candidate, so they want it off the playlist.
Which we will talk about a little later. What is on Mitt Romney's campaign event playlist?
If you go to a Mitt Romney event, you are going to come out with Kid Rock's Born Free just seared into your brain. It feels like that's the
really?
Song that's on repeat over and over and over again. It's the official campaign theme song.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. I was born free.
And he's scheduled to play at the Republican convention in Tampa. And it fits with, in one way, what Mitt Romney's whole campaign is trying to project. When you listen to a Romney stump speech, it's all about soaring patriotism. But then you hear some lines about, you know, riding like an untamed stallion, or like we just heard, don't cry for me if I don't survive. Not quite, you think, what a campaign
well,
is after, but
and
just listen to the chorus.
That probably won't, the questioning the lyrics of Kid Rock probably won't come up in the presidential debates, but it is, I guess they just figure it washes over people, just the same way Ronald Reagan wanted to use Born in the USA 30 years ago as a theme song, not paying close attention to the sort of existential dispiritingness of the lyrics. As you mentioned earlier, Republicans again and again have gotten into trouble getting permission from musicians to use their songs. Has it gotten worse?
Well, it's not a new thing for a band to say, I don't support you, please don't use my music. That's been happening for campaign after campaign. What is different is starting around 2008, there started to be legal settlements. Jackson Browne got a settlement from John McCain. David Byrne against Governor Charlie Crist when he was running for Senate in 2010 got an apology that was on videotape and posted to YouTube for using a Talking Head song. So in that way, it's a little different. And also, campaigns just can't slip these songs on the campaign playlist without getting the permissions of artists, because got Twitter and social media, so bands find out, and it's certainly a way to get your name in the headlines as a band
right.
to then say, don't use my name.
So even though the campaigns, like, say, public radio pays these blanket ASCAP commissions, so they have the legal right to play the songs, but this is a different thing. If a band, a musician is suddenly saying, hey, I don't endorse you, that's a problem.
Exactly. And we saw that when Paul Ryan was added to the Republican ticket, and all of the profiles talked about the way Paul Ryan is a Rage Against the Machine fan.
Right.
Rage Against the Machine came out and said, well, I'm not a Paul Ryan fan. You may like us. I don't like you.
Like That's Rage Against the Machine, one of Paul Ryan's favorite bands, at least until last week. Now, President Obama, presumably, I mean, the vast majority of pop musicians are Obama supporters. That is intuitive and factually correct. But does he have any problems when he tries to, you know, put music in his events?
I mean, he's had some better luck. I mean, one example is the song How You Like Me Now by The Heavy is on the official Obama playlist. When Newt Gingrich tried to play it at campaign rallies during the primary season, he was asked to stop. So Obama does have the advantage there. But there are, you know, remember back in 2008, 4 years ago, there were Wilco concerts for Obama. Bruce Springsteen did the pre-inauguration concert. And in the New Yorker profile of Springsteen just a few weeks ago, he talked about, you know, I don't think I'm going to get involved this year 4 years later. So while President Obama still has the support of pop music, it's not quite what it was 4 years
ago. And I guess that to the degree the rock and roll ethos is about an underdog who this black guy who's running for president. That's part of the romantic idea, whereas he's president now.
Exactly. And he's got to have a little slightly different message. He's got to woo us back. He knows there's an enthusiasm gap. He knows he's not raising money the way Mitt Romney's raising money. So, you know, the most apt song on his playlist is Al Green's Let's Stay Together. He's saying, let's keep doing this, folks.
Is that the Al Green song he sang as well?
That's the song he sang at a fundraiser here in New York.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Ooh, loving you forever.
This is, by the way, Al Green, not the President of the United States.
So what I need.
It stands out because most campaign songs are, you know, energy are about, you know, don't have quite that message. I think that one's actually interesting because that's the situation we're in. The American people are kind of heartbroken after 4 years of slogging through this economic downturn, and they need to be convinced. If you're President Obama, you've got to convince them to stay along.
Anna Sale, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anna Sale is a reporter for WNYC's It's a Free Country. So Anna says, if the campaigns want a good song for 2012, why not this one from the late, great rodeo cowboy country singer Chris LeDoux? This is him singing in 1986.
This country's seen some hard times. Lord knows she's deep in debt. She's coming through another depression, and for some it ain't over yet. We've all been divided, playing our own selfish games. Why does it always take the hard times to get people back together again? But I believe in America. I believe in America.
And what are your suggestions? What songs would you put on the candidates' playlists? Drop us a line at studio360.org.
I believe in America. I'm proud to be in America. Oh, I know in America we got our rights and wrongs. But I don't believe you can keep America down for long.